white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having fun today. We're going to have a great time. I'm Melissa Redpill, and this is, we look at how this is biblical. We are having an amazing time of all time to see what the Lord is doing to set us free from these criminals. So enjoy the show. Not just what we're doing right now, but just enjoy everything that you are watching. I'm just so thankful that we have the eyes to see it. Aren't you guys? I see you guys over there on the chat. Hey there, I'm so glad to see you guys. This is the Freedom Force Battalion. Again, I'm Melissa Redpill. You can find all of our information on melissaredpill.com. Check it out because it is very, very good news. I'm going to pop this up right there. This is our website, melissaredpill.com. You can type in that easy, and see how this is biblical. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. Anyway, I'll talk about that a little bit more here in a little bit, but let's go ahead and get started. And I want you guys to make sure and hit the like button, please. Hit the like right now before we forget. Let's go ahead and do that and make sure you're subscribed and the bell is rung and you always share. And I really, really appreciate it. We're getting the good news out, the good news of the kingdom. This is his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're going to enter into days like you can't even believe. You guys, it's just going to be so beautiful. Let's look at what the Lord promised in his word right here from Haggai. This is the Lord's Day 27, 25, July 27, 2025. It says, tell Zerubbabel that I'm about to shake the heavens and the earth. I will overthrow royal thrones and destroy the power of foreign kingdoms. I will overturn their chariots and riders. Their horses will fall. Their riders will kill each other. This is who we're fighting. I've read this all my life. I didn't know what it was talking about. And now I do. It's this criminal cabal. This is these royal thrones. These people who are high and mighty. And they believe that they can do anything to humanity. The Lord says, I will overthrow these royal thrones. I will destroy the power of foreign kingdoms. Foreign kingdoms as in demonic. Foreign as in they don't belong in this world. Foreign. Yeah. I will overturn their chariots and riders. The horses will fall. Their riders will kill each other. Praise the Lord. This is what we are witnessing. And when that happens, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, I will honor you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant. I will make you a signet ring on my finger, says the Lord. For I have chosen you, the Lord of Heaven's armies has spoken. Let me just say what that means. That signet ring is the royal ring of authority. And this is what we're going to have, that we will rule and reign with Christ on earth. He will rule and we will rule with him. This is what we're experiencing, but we're watching the utter fall of the cabal finally. So it's really great news. Like I said, here's the website right here. Tons of videos. If you want to learn more about that, it's all over there. I've got audiobooks and end times information all over there. The social media is right here. So let's get started. Let's see what's happening this week. Okay, this guy, I can't say it better than this guy. I'm just going to let this guy say it because, yeah, and I wrote it all down, that it says this is incontrovertible. I don't want to do that. I want to see my post here. Anyway, this is incontrovertible evidence. I can't even see. I don't want to do that. That Barack Obama spearheaded a seditious conspiracy to overtake the U.S. government in a coup against a sitting president. Everybody needs to know this. What's really cool that's happening right now is we have people from both sides. We've got what you'd consider far left and far right, you know, super conservative and super liberal, they're coming together, which we were told would happen. It's It's a beautiful thing. It's just a beautiful thing to witness. And so I actually was with a dear friend yesterday, and she all of a sudden said, I love Tucker, which literally 2 weeks ago she was saying, I hate Tucker. And all of a sudden she realizes that he's telling the truth. Really amazing day. Not all about Tucker. It's just about anyone, you know, that we're all coming together, which is so, so wonderful. All right, so I want you to hear this guy say this. It's really, really great, and I will make sure to share the link in the chat so you guys can have it to share with others.
Should shake every single American in their shoes. I hate to say this, but President Barack Obama, there is now incontrovertible evidence that he was the spearhead of a seditious conspiracy to subvert the will of the American people and overthrow the United States government back in 2016. We must, absolutely must, hold every one of these criminals accountable for the crimes that they committed. They are the most heinous crimes committed in American history. James Comey, John Brennan, Clapper, Rice, Biden was in the meeting in July 28th in the Oval Office. They briefed Barack Obama on Hillary Clinton's plan to, quote, tie Trump to Russia collusion lies. It consumed our national discourse for 5 years. It undermined a sitting duly elected president. It sabotaged administration. It framed a three-star general. It destroyed and ripped this country apart. We had a constitutional crisis, the likes of which I don't think any American can fully comprehend. It is atrocious. And every single one of them must be held accountable.
Yeah. All right. That was so well said. That is what we're up against. And okay, let me tell you what happened yesterday. I'm talking with someone about this, and I was shocked because this person said, well, that was 8 years ago. We've got bigger issues right now. And that's okay. I'm telling you that because I want you to help people who have this disconnect that they think, oh, that's old news. And I said, if someone did a crime against you, even if it was 8 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever, how many years ago, they need to be brought to justice. That's number one. And there's also this, the connecting the dots, that it is the intel community that's causing all of these problems. We have to take out this criminal network that is called the intelligence community in our country, because they're the ones who are causing all the mayhem. Whatever's going on, like for example in Iran, it's all because of the intel community. What happened with JFK is because of the intel community. What's happening with this seditious conspiracy that Obama spearheaded, as this guy said, and that Brennan and Comey and Rice and Biden and all joined in league with what Hillary wanted them to do, which was to tie President Trump to Russia. Right? This was a coup against a sitting president. It's done by the intelligence community. So it's all of it. They're at the head of all of it. And so that's why it's so critical that we don't just sweep things under the rug. This is how countries have been taken over. This is how, for example, Mexico has been completely taken over. The Shah of Iran was taken over by the intel community. And the people were like, oh, well, it's too late. But they would tell you, you know, 40, even if it's 42 years, they have to be brought to justice. You know, it's very important that we call out justice on every issue. We call people to an account on these issues, because otherwise you cannot have a civil society. Okay, so they've gotten us into a point in our culture where you're like, oh, just let that go. No, we cannot. And so I want you to be prepared that as you talk to someone and they see this, they're like, oh, that's just old news. It is not old news, because it's an ongoing problem. This is an ongoing conspiracy, okay? And Devin Nunes said today on Maria Bartiromo that there is no statute of limitations on conspiracy, okay? So I want you to hear what he had to say here. There's no statute of limitations. And the thing is, it's a conspiracy, and the honest truth is, it just keeps perpetuating. It keeps going because they keep using it and lying about it. Okay, so let's listen to what Devin had to say.
Right, that would have been critically important for our report. In addition to that, you know, John Ratcliffe talked about conspiracy. And, you know, conspiracy, there is no statute of limitations. And like I was saying in the last segment, I think people need to remember that all of these hoaxes that happened were done by the same people in many cases, and one led to the other. So you had Hillary starts the collusion hoax. Obama continues the collusion hoax. Mueller continues the collusion hoax. I mean, Mueller and that team of witch hunters should also be looked at everything that they did. Then when Mueller completely flames out, why? Because there was no intelligence that tied Trump to Russia. Then what happens? We get this fake whistleblower from inside the agencies that says that Trump's doing something weird with Ukraine. And so you end up with that. And then you get to the Hunter Biden laptop. And then you get to the raid at Mar-a-Lago. All of that is happening with basically the same two dozen people and media operatives that are all involved in perpetuating these hoaxes. So, but the problem is, you cannot destroy evidence. You cannot hide evidence from Congress. We had multiple subpoenas that went out there. I'd be surprised to see if, you know, was any information hid from John Durham. I think, you know, Durham and his team could play a role in maybe helping out this new strike force that's put together, because there's probably a lot that was hidden from them. So there's plenty of conspiring going on. Multiple laws, in my opinion, were broke. The question will be, you know, can you build a case strong enough that a jury would convict some of these people?
And the answer is yes, they will. And that's what we will see. I just want you to see mainly that this is this ongoing conspiracy with the same people. And he says two dozen people plus their media operatives. And so he's saying that there's no statute of limitations on conspiracy. A conspiracy, they're the real conspirators. They are the ones who joined together in league to do this evil. And they've used that term as a pejorative term against patriots who would come out with the truth, but they knew that they were the real conspirators. It's all ways that they project what they are doing on someone else. We are bringing the facts, and we will not let up. And we're not going to say, oh, well, that's old news. No. Okay, so this is, like I said, unfortunately, they've gotten our society where no one ever feels like they can have the moral authority to hold someone to an account. Remember, I was just telling you about in the book of Haggai, where it's saying, I will give you a signet ring. What is that signet ring? It's that you bring justice. You have to bring justice. I'm gonna play you in a little bit the Bukele clip where he's talking about how they brought justice into El Salvador, and now everyone is at peace in their country. It's the safest country just about in the entire world because they are bringing down justice. We have to if we want to have a civil society. Otherwise, the whole foundation erodes and crumbles, right? And we can't even have, you know, survive. Okay, so that's what's happening. All right, now the next thing is, I think I'm ready to move on to this one. I think this is the next one. President Trump went to the Federal Reserve this week. This is the first time in decades that a sitting president has gone to the Federal Reserve. And of course, he's a builder. He's looking at this building. But something that was really, really cool that I saw on the U.S. debt clock, before I play that, I'm going to show you this little clip. Look at this. That's the U.S. debt clock. Of course, the numbers continually just going up and up and up. But it says the Fed under construction, out of time. What was I just telling you guys last week? That he called Jerome Powell too late, Powell. And of course, people were thinking, oh, he's talking about that he's too late on reducing, you know, the interest rates. Of course, he's talking about that. But it's also too late for this criminal cabal. Their empire is done. It's done. And so it's a matter of it's like a demolition where you see the whole thing come just slowly down. So under construction, of course, they were at this construction site, right? Let's see if I can go back to it. This one right here. So I think that it's, you know, President Trump going to this construction site is basically telling us that this is going to be deconstructed. And actually, I need to go look at the post. I'll go grab that, but while President Trump is playing this, where it talked about the Fed will be restructured. And I've got, you know what, I also need to pull the clip of Judy Shelton. She was on Bannon yesterday, and she has been up for the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Well, they did not approve her, but they will. Whether it's Judy Powell, I'm sorry, Judy Shelton, or someone else, it's going to be run by a true patriot. Okay, and so it will have. I know we've talked about it a lot of times, end the Fed, but I don't believe it's going to be ended. It will be restructured so that it will be done in a way that really does help our country. And it won't be run by this criminal cabal that has been stealing from our country to the tune of $37 trillion. Okay, check this out.
Of the lowest interest rate of any country, and we don't. We should have. Every point is worth $365 billion. So we want to get the rates down, but we also want to get the Fed building finished. So I met with the contractors, we toured it with the chairman, and we had a very good tour, and we'll talk to you about it sometime, but Tim and I, we sort of understand what happened.
Yes, we kind of understand what happened too, that they have been stealing from us, and stealing from us, and stealing from us. We kind of understand what happened. Yeah, we do. Now, I don't know how much Tim Scott understands. I don't know if he does, I hope he does. You know, and I know he's an avid Trump supporter, and so that's terrific. And, you know, I don't know if he really, you know, any of us really understands the depths of the evil that has been done to us by these international bankers. But President Trump is going to eliminate them. There's no doubt about it. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pull up before we move on. I want you to see this one, the Judy Shelton clip, because she
people try.
This is I don't want to play the whole thing. This is Judy Shelton right here, and she has been listed as on the short list to be the new chair of the Federal Reserve, and that I want you to hear how she is saying that it should be run, and it makes perfectly good sense. Instead of being used to wreck our economy and make it harder for businesses to get loans and to grow their businesses, it's actually supposed to help the economy flourish. But they, of course, did not want that. They wanted us locked down. And so I love her. I'm so thankful that Bannon had her on. I haven't seen hide nor hair of her for years. Check it out.
This, they really needed a comeuppance. For too long, the Fed has been accumulating power and prominence in financial markets. It's entirely too political itself. And I think that the chair, Jerome Powell, was setting himself up as some kind of an emperor who was going to sit in judgment. And yes, an elected president could come in and put forward their supply-side program of lower taxes and less regulation and smarter trade policy, and better energy policy. And the Fed would just sit there in judgment and decide if it would allow those things. And it really came to a head when Chair Powell made that speech at the Economic Club in Chicago. And I think he bought the farm when he did that, because finally the disconnect between the world of central banking and all the Americans who voted for President Trump and want those policy changes, who want an economy that's growing, who want an emphasis on the private sector, the real economy, they just said, now, wait a minute. He's talking about tariff-caused inflation as if that's a done deal. And it's time to call the Fed out on it. It can no longer just say, oh, then you're threatening the sanctity of central bank independence, or markets might get roiled. I'm telling you, we're going to see the central bankers double down. Because when Chair Powell goes to Europe and he gets toasted by Christine Lagarde, the head of the European Central Bank, and he gets a standing ovation as she says, oh, yes, we all hope to be as brave as he is in resisting. I presume she means being fired. I mean, no one got fired when we hit 9% inflation, the highest in 40 years. And yet the Fed talks about transparency and accountability. But it's kind of cheap grace.
I just love her. I can't even wait for her to be the chair of the Federal Reserve. I was hoping that she would be the chair in the first term. Obviously, that did not happen. But we understand now. A lot of this just had to get resolved beforehand, and we had to expose this criminal network so that we would understand what these people would do and the players. Before, I didn't know Barr. I didn't know Brennan. I didn't know Comey. I didn't know any. Now they're household names, and we know who they are. And, of course, these are just players and who are representing the cabal at the top. So when we're talking about the Federal Reserve, we're talking about the criminals at the top, right? We're talking about the ones who are the real McCoy, the real evil ones who are leading the charge against humanity by holding our, you know, controlling all the money in all the world, right? This is how we learned this on the board that 17 talked about this, that there was that all the central banks would be sovereign. All the banks would be sovereign. They would no longer be controlled by these international bankers that control the finances in our country too. So just like they've had a stranglehold over our economy, they've done that to every country. They've controlled all the currency, and that will end. They will no longer control the currencies. Everyone will have their own. Every nation will have their own sovereign currency. Okay, so I want you to see this from the board from December 10th, 2018. Really, I mean, right, you know, about a year after 17 started posting, he said the plan to have the Fed raise rates, steep incline beginning March 2019, in an effort to kill the economy prior to the 2020 election, presidential election, is known and planned for. It says election. Anyway, structure change coming? ? And then, actually, this was a little bit earlier, April 19th, 2018. Someone asked, because at one point, 17 said, if anyone has questions, you can go ahead and put questions out there, and we'll have a question and answer time. And so someone asked, Federal Reserve ending? And so the response was structure. See at the bottom right here, structure. And here's the website name. One of them. There's a couple of them, but the website name is right there. And so you see, it said structure change, and I think it's, you know, there's structure change as far as how it's controlled in our country. Maybe it'll be under the Treasury, and which is under the president, and not controlled by international bankers. Or it will, you know, or maybe they're talking about having a new chair. I think it's going to go deeper than that. President Trump is going to fix this problem once and for all. So very, very exciting. So I just thought this was really cool that it said on the U.S. debt clock, under construction as in structure changes. And then they go to a construction site, right? And so he's saying, find out what happened.
Understand what happened.
Yeah, we're going to understand. Hang on, let me play a little bit more.
We sort of understand what happened.
Yeah. We understand what happened. President Trump, he's not just talking about how this recent theft of us, of you know, billions of dollars. He's talking about, we understand what happened as far as these international bankers coming in and robbing our country blind. That's what he's really talking about. Don't you guys think? That's what I believe he's talking about. All right, so I want you to see, he says he's going to fire Jerome Powell right in front of everybody. Someone asked, a reporter asked, as a real estate developer, what would you do with a project manager who went over budget? And Trump said, I'd fire him. Poor little Powell. He deserves it. He deserves it. I don't feel bad for him. Check it out. Yeah, and he's, I don't care what kind of degrees he has. I don't care what it is. He's a dumb person. First of all, to side with the cabal. He's just their lackey, their front man. And, you know, he doesn't understand, you know, the basics of economics clearly, as if he were trying to do something beneficial for our country. Because we know that what he's saying is baloney, right? We know that. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know if he knows or not. I don't know. Either he's dumb or he's really good at looking dumb, because clearly he's not doing anything to help our economy. And that's what we need to make sure that people understand, that what they are doing to our economy is not helping at all. Let me see if I can find the one. Okay, here's where I'm going to play the one where it's baby Trump and baby Powell. And you see here where he's talking about it's the amount of money. It's outrageous. So check this out.
Thank you very much. We're looking at the construction.
So he's talking about the basements. What are they doing? What do they need basements for? Makes me wonder. Doesn't it make you wonder? Is it something would go on under there nefarious? Right? President Trump brought out about the basements. And if you've got a building and then you're digging out basements after on a construction that's already there, that would be expensive. But not $37 billion. That is outrageous kind of money. Right? I mean, that's like crazy money.
Added in a third building is what that is.
Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. So what's going on with the sound? So the first, you couldn't hear it at all at the beginning. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Don't tell me you can't hear me. Oh, goodness, don't tell me that. Can you hear me now? The videos have no sound. Do I have sound? Okay, hang on. What's going on? We got to make sure they got sound going on here. Totally silent? No sound at all? You've got to be kidding me. You don't hear me? Okay, good. Okay, you can hear me. All right. So let me try it again. I'm sorry. Let's try it again and see. Yes. Okay, let's try it again. I'll crank it way up. Okay, here we go. Sorry about that. Now, did you see the last one? Did you hear the one with Judy Shelton? Did you hear Judy? Okay, so I'll play this one now.
Very much. We're looking at the construction, and we're with the chairman, as you know. Come on over. And we're just taking a look at what's happening. You know, it's a tough construction job. They're building basements where they didn't exist or expanding them, and a lot of very expensive work. There's no question about it. And Tim has been with me for a long time, and
yes,
you're
sir.
In charge of the committee.
Indeed. One of the reasons why I wanted to see it was the overruns of the expenses. We wanted to figure out why.
Yeah. So we're taking a look, and it looks like it's about $3.1 billion. It went up a little bit, or a lot. So the 2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah, I haven't heard that from anybody at the Fed.
Yeah, it just came out.
Our notes had it about 3.1 as well.
3.1,
3.2.
This came from us?
Yes. I don't know who does that.
You're including the Martin renovation. You just added
entire capital.
Yeah, you just added in a third building. Is what that is. That's a third building.
Well, no, but it's a building that's being built.
No, it was built 5 years ago. We finished Martin 5 years ago.
It's part of the overall work.
It's not new.
So we're going to take a look. We're going to see what's happening, and it's got a long way. Do you expect any more additional cost overruns?
Don't expect them. We're ready for them, but. We have a little bit of a reserve that we may use, but no, we don't. We expect to be finished in 2027. We're well along, as you can see.
Oh, it's good. It's maddening. It's absolute madness. Okay, he's arguing the point that building was 5 years ago, built 5 years ago. He says it's all part of the same construction, the same project to build all these buildings. And it's just a boondoggle. Come on. Everybody knows that. Let me see if I can get this out. Yeah, it's just a boondoggle. It's just a way to steal money from the American people. It's not even, you know, maybe a quarter of it is going into, I don't even know if even a quarter of that money is going into the building. Trust me, it's not, the bulk of it is not going into that. It's all going into their pockets, right? Okay, so the only thing I need to know is I played this video before I did this one. Did you see this one about I'd fire him? Did y'all hear that one? I want to make sure before we go on that you heard it. I couldn't understand. Say, yes, we heard the fire him. Make sure I understand. Yes, Powell's caught with his hands in the cookie jar. So I want to make sure you see that before we go on. And I want you to, before I play anything else, I want you to see the passage from Nineveh. Look at this. It said, because we're going to, everything they stole from us, we will get back. This is the promise in God's word. And we always look at how this is biblical, because this is the end of their rule over us, no doubt about it. And so here it says, they're like a leaking, Nineveh, think of the evildoers, Nineveh, New World Order, same thing. A leaking wet water reservoir. The people are slipping away. Stop, stop, someone shouts, but no one even looks back. Nope. Bye. Goodbye. Loot the silver and plunder the gold. This is what we're doing. We're going to loot the silver, plunder the gold, because it belongs to us. We're not stealing something that is rightfully theirs. We're taking back what is ours. This is what President Trump is showing us. These people have stolen from us hand over fist. There's no end to Nineveh's treasures. It's vast, uncounted wealth. He's like, oh, we're prepared for cost overruns. Are you out of your mind? Do you hear what you're saying? $3.7 billion is, what was it, $37 billion? Whatever the number is, it's out, whatever it is, it's outrageous. It's outrageous.
So with the overruns of the expenses, wanted to figure out why.
So the 2.7 is now 3.1.
Okay, 2.7 became 3.1. Sorry, the numbers just boggle the mind. Okay, so before I go on, did you guys hear the one where he said, I'm going to fire him? Did you hear that one? Okay. I don't know what's telling me. Did you hear him say, I will fire him? Say, yes, I heard him say, I will fire him. Did not hear videos at all. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not getting the answer. No one's telling me the answer. So I'll just play it again.
As a real estate developer, what would you do with a project manager who would be over budget?
Generally speaking, what would I do? I'd fire him.
Do you think this issue, Mr. President, gives you cause to do that?
Well, I'm here just really with the chairman. He's showing us around, showing.
I'd fire him. Did you hear that? I'll tell you what he said. Yes, yes. He said, I would fire him. I'd fire him. I'm going to play it one more time so you can make sure you hear it. I'd fire him. He says right in front of Powell while Powell is sitting there just with a dumb look on his face.
As a real estate developer, what would you do with a project manager who would be over budget?
Generally speaking, what would I do? I'd fire him.
Do you think this issue, Mr. President?
Okay, now you've heard it. Now you've heard it. Yay! I heard that too. Yes, I'd fire him. Now, he hasn't fired him yet. And so he was talking about if he was doing a project and the person did cost overruns, he would fire him. I mean, we know his whole story, his whole show on The Apprentice was you're fired. And so we're ready for him to fire this person. The honest truth is, until these people are gone, they would, until the structure has been changed, they would just put in another lackey like Powell anyway. They would just put another stooge, another puppet in this position. So it really, and everybody think, oh, yay, we've got a new person, and it would just be a bunch of baloney, right? This is what they do. The white horse of the four horsemen is the puppet leaders, whether it's this a president of a country, whether it's the CEO of the Federal Reserve or the chair of the Federal Reserve, whatever it is. It's all just their stooges that they put in these places. All right, so I want you to see this beautiful passage here about all this that we're going to plunder. Everything they've stolen from us. Remember, it's not theirs. It's ours, and they stole it. Loot the silver. Plunder the gold. There's no end to Nineveh's treasures. It's vast, uncounted wealth. It's so much they don't even know how much it is. They don't even know. Soon the city is plundered, empty, and ruined. Hearts melt and knees shake. The people stand aghast, and their faces pale and trembling. Okay, so Songbird, if for some reason I don't see a message, you can, I've got my phone off of silent, so you can ding me, okay, darling? Okay, but thankfully I saw it. I don't know how long it took for me to see it, but yeah, you could always ding me, honey. All right, thank you, Songbird. Everybody loves Songbird. All right, so that's, that is one of my favorite passages in the book of Nahum. Who knew Nahum was so great? So this is what we've been doing. Every Saturday morning, we've been going through the minor prophets. This book right here, The Major Clues from Minor Prophets. If you haven't read that, you can get it for $2.99 on Amazon, or you can get the paperback. But yes, and then a little bit farther down here, I don't have this one on ebook, but the study guide, because you need to be able to write down the answers, whatever, as you go through. I have that one just in the paperback to get the study guide. And this is the end times study guide to understand the truth about end times, because it's not what they told us. They lied to us about everything. And then also, this is biblical. I just sent you yesterday. Did you guys get your email? I sent you out the newsletter. We're going to try to do it quarterly. And I think we got a plan now so we can get it out quarterly. And all the goodies that I had compiled that I wanted to give to you. And so look in your email for Melly's something. Something Melly's insight. No. Team Melly News. Team Melly Newsletter. That's it. Team Melly Newsletter. And you'll have on there the audio book of Jehoshaphat. If you're not familiar with the story of Jehoshaphat, this is where they praised the Lord and the Lord gave them victory over their enemies. And this is what we do. We are here. We are praising the Lord and we are praying. And this is how we achieve the victory. I'm going to show you. If I ever get to it, I'm going to show you this really great clip from Bukele down in El Salvador, the president of El Salvador. This is what we do. So this is a part of this book. This is biblical. And stories like that you might not have heard of about Yael and Josiah and Gideon and how we're living these things out. We're replaying these things in real time. That it's a roadmap. All these Bible stories that we've always known of all of our lives, or maybe some of you haven't even heard of, they were a roadmap for us for these great end times days. So exciting. All right. So now, this is not about looting the plunder that we get from the taking back what belongs to us from the cabal. This is the money, the rebate, I believe President Trump is going to give us from the tariffs. And I should have said this at the very beginning of the video. Sorry, I should have put this at the very beginning. Okay, so anyway, here he's saying we have so much money coming in. Now, this is starting August 1, okay? It hasn't started yet. They've been working on this, trying to get all these tariffs sorted out, and they've been working hard on it. And August 1 is the date all this is triggered, okay? We have so much money coming in, we're thinking about a little rebate. But the big thing we want to do is pay down the debt, okay? So I want you to see this. And he says, a little rebate for people of a certain income level might be really nice. Might be really nice. Yes, it would. Might be really nice. I don't know what that number is going to be. At one point, he said, I think when they were talking about Doge, he was talking about people who earn $100,000 and less. So, anyway, let's just see what happens. Let's see what happens on this. All right, so I'm going to put this clip right here. I'm going to copy the link, and so you can go over and do this for me, everybody. Go over and pop a heart in the comments. Whenever you do that, it helps the algorithm for X. I can't get back on Facebook. It's ridiculous. Too much. It's too much. But on X, thankfully, I'm back on. So help me to help get this truth out, okay? And so if you can go over there, that would really be great. This one has actually gotten 37,000 views so far. So that's super great. I'm going to play this clip for you. And so if you can use that link, I just popped in there. If you just go over there and hit the heart. If you will do this for me, if you will go actually into the comment section, the heart helps. But if you will go in and put a comment inside, like, oh, yes, awesome, thank you. Yeah, awesome. People are already, maybe this was yesterday. People are putting hearts in there. So that's great. So keep going, and that helps the truth to get out there. Whatever you see on my X account, if you can, you know, pop comments in there, even if it's just a little thumbs up, that would really, really help to get this truth out. I want to play this, what President Trump said.
About that, actually. We have so much money coming in. We're thinking about a little rebate, but the big thing we want to do is pay down debt. But we're thinking about a rebate. That's a very good question. You just made a lot of news. We're thinking about a rebate because we have so much money coming in from tariffs that a little rebate for people of a certain income level might be very nice. We're thinking about that, actually.
Okay. I know that sound quality is horrible. But hopefully you heard it. Okay, the sound is working better, I think, now, right? All right, so, but yeah, a rebate. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? If August 1, people looked in their bank account and there was money in there, or they got a check in the mail. Okay, I'm just gonna hold on. Oh, don't get too excited yet. But wouldn't that be great? That would just be the end of it. That right there, that one thing right there just might be the thing that triggers the mass start awakening. Because we've always always paid in. We paid in. We paid in. There's taxes and taxes and taxes and taxes. But when they send something to us, like you are starting to get a dividend check, wouldn't that be amazing? Okay, let's just watch and see. He said it. He said it. Okay, August 1. Wouldn't that be great? Okay, just hold on. That's coming up, you guys. We're on the 27th. We're going to find out soon if it's going to happen. All right, so let's start talking about the Epstein thing. I want you to see. This is, her name is Amy Casperin, I think it is. She's on the Young Turks, and she's what she's considered herself, a liberal Democrat. Okay, but when you really get down and talk to her about these things, there's a lot more common that we have in common. A lot we have in common. Now, if you started on something that was like abortion or whatever, you could probably find that you have a lot of disagreement. Okay, fine. But on all the things that she and Tucker talked about, they had a lot of common ground. And so there were people on her, one person in particular on her channel were like, I can't believe, she actually went on Glenn Beck, I can't believe that she would go on that channel, because they do not want us talking. They want us always separated. They don't want us to come together in unity. They want us always divided. And this is why this is so important. If you've got these two people talking and having this common ground, it's game over for the cabal, because we have a common enemy, and it is them. It is Powell. It is all these criminals that Devin Nunes was talking about, this intel community of 20, literally 24 people, and the media assets who have fomented all this. Okay, so this is huge. And then so here they're talking about Epstein, and she knows a lot about this. If you haven't seen Tucker's most recent video where he was they were having a deep dive on Epstein, I'll have to get the name of that one. Maybe I'll find the link and post it in the comments and in the chat. But she knows how Epstein worked for Bill Barr's father, who worked for the OSS. I mean, yes, she knows a lot of these things too. And we realize, everybody's realizing at the same moment, hey, these people are running this game on us, which, you know, she doesn't know about the cause of the wars Sidebar. She was talking about Gaza at one point, and she was talking about Hamas and how stupid it was that Hamas attacked on October 7th. And what she doesn't realize, you can tell that she doesn't realize that they work together. Hamas, as I've said this countless times, that the Israeli regime and Hamas work together. It's all about working together to take the land and to destroy the people. And she's thinking that Hamas was stupid. No, Hamas works with them. That's what it is. That's the problem. And you go back to the 2012 Economist magazine, and you can see this was planned way back from 2012, that you'd have these paragliders shooting people. I mean, that is not a normal thing you'd ever have happen, and it's on the Economist magazine. Go look it up. Anyway, so she doesn't understand necessarily how they are all running this game on us. I'm sure that's probably soon going to dawn on her, but she does understand how Epstein had no business being a teacher at this prestigious school. It's like, what's going on? And she realizes that this is all about this control construct through blackmail. So check it out. And she wants everybody to know it. She's really doing a great job on that.
He introduced Ghislaine to Jeffrey Epstein. The fact that Jeffrey Epstein was a college dropout, but Bill Barr's father, who worked for the OSS, hired him to be a math teacher at the Dalton School, which is a prestigious school that would only hire like prestigious teachers. Jeffrey Epstein wasn't that. He wasn't a prestigious teacher. He dropped out of college. I don't know. There's just a lot of smoke, and it's led to distrust in our institutions. It's led to a lot of suspicions. And I would like to know, and I think this is very important, whether we live in a sovereign country where our politicians are actually representing us, or if we're living in a situation where a foreign country might have blackmail on our politicians or people in positions of power. And as a result, that blackmail is being used to force these politicians to pursue policies that are not beneficial to the American people, but beneficial to a foreign country.
do you really want to know, or will you admit that it's immoral of you to want to know and that maybe you just can't handle the truth and maybe you're a hater for wanting to know?
I want more than just me knowing. I want every single American to know.
I love it. That was awesome. Okay, so so I will pop the link to that one in there, and I'll also go find that link for you for the other. Casperin clip with Tucker. Okay, so she is really helping to get the truth out about Epstein. And I appreciate that she said earlier she really appreciated that MAGA was pushing to get the Epstein information out. And she's pushing, everybody's pushing to get this Epstein information out. And so realizing that we cannot have our country run on blackmail, and she wants everyone in, every single American to know. And so do you, and so do I. We've been talking about this for eons, for years and years and years, and it's we're not going to let up. And what she doesn't understand, I appreciate her. I appreciate her. But if she's listening, which I know she's not, but if she were to listen, I would say, honey, the truth is President Trump wants the Epstein stuff to blow up more than anybody. He's the one, as along with the White Hats, who've exposed all this so that we had hair on fire about it. He is playing this precisely to get this going, the Streisand effect, to get everybody talking about it and everybody screaming about it on the right and the left. The left, many times, many of them are screaming for the Epstein files because they think, oh, we got him this time. But the right realizes he's not on there. He's never was in any of these Diddy parties or any of Epstein or any of that. He's working hard to bring them down. We know that. But either way, we all want this truth out there. Now, the problem is, anything that you get from the FBI that Comey's grimy hands were on, or Andy McCabe's grimy hands are on, you know those things are not true. It could say anything. They could use this to railroad President Trump. And so that's not the way it's going to happen. That's what President Trump was trying to explain, is that they have done, they made up a bunch of files. Then you cannot trust their files. You have to get other evidence. You cannot use the evidence that's in the FBI, unfortunately, because they're all dirty, corrupt. It's that dirty. All right, I love that. I'm so glad that Tucker interviewed her. And so more and more, it's just going to be the right and the left coming together, and we all are having this consensus that we realize that our enemy is not each other. It's these creeps at the top, all these, the bankers, the international bankers, and their little puppet stooges. All right, yay. Now, Dan Bongino put this out. He says, during my tenure here as the deputy director of the FBI, I've repeatedly relayed to you that things are happening that might not be immediately visible, but they are happening. And so a little farther down, he says, I've learned what I've learned in the course of our properly predicated and necessary investigations into these aforementioned matters has shocked me down to my core. Okay, so I'm thinking this core, I'm thinking he's learned about the Obama and how this was a literal coup against a sitting president. He's probably learned about the emails. I'm sure he probably already knew about the emails, the Hillary emails and the WikiLeaks emails. But now he's learning about what really happened. He's been able to see all this inside information about what happened at Epstein Island. And that's what I believe is likely what's shocked him down to his core. There are things that I don't want to see. There are things that I don't want to know. What I know is enough. He says, we cannot run a republic like this. I go back to what I was saying at the very beginning. Help everyone to understand we cannot have corrupt people running our country. Nothing's going to go right while corrupt people are running the country. That's all there is to it. I don't care if it was 8 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. It has to be rooted out, root and branch. Gone, destroyed, out of here. We cannot run a republic like this. They got away with killing JFK 60 years ago, 62 years ago. And here they've continued on, starting war after war after war. DNI, Tulsi Gabbard knows that. That's why she is adamant that she will not put up with this, and she is going to expose this. And I just thank God for her that she is courageous and doing this. She's willing to do it because she's seen what's happened when these people have lied about weapons of mass destruction. You see how that's been perpetuated year after year after year. My dear family member has had health problem after health problem after he came back from the Vietnam War. And he's still, I mean, just his whole life has been one health problem after the other. This has to stop. This will stop under President Trump. We cannot run a republic like this. Dan Bongino said, I'll never be the same after learning what I've learned. That's the thing that it's too hard for people to see, to know. What I do know has changed me enough that I thank God for Dan Bongino. I thank God for these people who are courageous enough to go in and look at this information and work hard and put themselves on the front lines to expose and prosecute these things and investigate and prosecute. But I don't really want to do that. What I know is enough. I feel like you probably feel the same way. All right, so now President Trump also, and I said this on the top, I should have probably played this at the beginning also. This is where President Trump exposed a Q post. And I do. And this is the video. Okay, check this out. I want you to hear what he has to say. He's going to call out this guy's name, Summers, Larry Summers. Okay, so listen for it.
What I do want to say is that Todd is a great attorney, but you ought to be speaking about Larry Summers. You ought to be speaking about some of his friends that are hedge fund guys. They're all over the place. You ought to be speaking about Bill Clinton, who Darryl went Cooper to the and... island 28 times. I never went to the island.
Do you maintain you did not write a letter for Jeffrey Epstein's birthday?
I don't even know what they're talking about. Now, somebody could have written a letter and used my name, but that's happened a lot. All you have to do is take a look at the dossier, the fake dossier. Everything's fake with that administration. Everything's fake with the Democrats. Take a look at what they just found about the dossier. Everything is fake. They're a bunch of sick people. Where did you see the people laying outside?
Okay, I want you to see that. So he calls out Larry Summers. You might not have ever heard Larry Summers. You've heard of a lot of these other people at Epstein Island, but that's a name that you don't hear. And I don't recall President Trump ever saying that name before. Where have you ever seen that name? And I thank you, MJ Truth Ultra, because he found it on post 4577 in this whole laundry list of, you know, over 100 people. I don't know how many people's on this list, but it looks like about 100. And so it's really impossible to read. I'm sorry, but I'll show you. You can look on the site I was just showing you before, and it's post 4577. And you can see this. It's impossible to read, you know, just on and on it goes. Anderson Cooper, Andrea Mikovich, Andrea Pastrana, John Cusack, John Legend, Juan, whatever his name, Molyneux, Juliet Bryant, Justin Roiland, Kathy Griffin, you know her. And then it goes on Kevin Spacey, Kirsty Rogers, and then Larry Summers. You see this right here? It's in alphabetical order by first name, Larry Summers. President Trump just exposed that name. Why he picked one name out of all these names, and this is likely the list of names. I'm thinking, I don't know, I didn't see the information that Ghislaine Maxwell gave, but I'm thinking this is the list of names that she gave up. This is the list. I bet you. This was something that was shown to us on the board. I'll show you where it came from right here. So right here, where when we were finding out about this back in July of 2020, and they were showing us some of these pictures. You see Prince Andrew and with a young girl, and then you see this very strange screen of where they're showing the surveillance screen, and it appears to be in dungeons with very strange things happening. I'm not going to go into, but you can look at that post 4578 and on July 2nd, 2020. And then the very next post is this laundry list, this whole list of names that I was just showing you that's very hard to see. But let me see if I can make it a little bit bigger. Okay, there. Actually, you can see it a little bit bigger on that one. Okay, there. That one's, that's a better, you can see the names there. So I'll get out of the way. So if you want to take a screenshot of that, Ehud Barak, Christy Teigen, you know, all these, Sarah Kellen, Seth Green, Sean Carter, what is the deal with all these names? Robert Downey Jr., of course, Jeffrey Epstein on here. And President Trump is not on here. Okay. Barack Obama, Ben Affleck, Beyonce Knowles, Bill Clinton. Okay. So, let's see. Okay. I'll move out of the way so you can get the rest of it. Yeah. So that, it doesn't even have Hillary's name on there, to be honest. But anyway, is it? No. Anyway, so I wanted you to see that. Sorry that I showed you that one that's impossible to read. But that's what President Trump was saying. He says you should be focusing on people like Larry Summers. You should be focusing on that instead of this other. And so he, you know, that's a big deal for him to say that name, for him to expose that name, because he's talking about Epstein Island. Okay? All right, I'm going to play the last little bit of it.
Focus on Clinton. You should focus on the president of Harvard, the former president of Harvard. You should focus on some of the hedge fund guys. I'll give you a list. These guys lived with Jeffrey Epstein. I sure as hell didn't. Thank you very much.
Ms. President, all right. Anyway, I don't know why I'm looking at the back of that guy's head. But anyway, all right. So I wanted you to see that. I do feel like he exposed that. Now, I just posted for you guys. It's already scrolled way past. I just posted in the chat Daryl Cooper on he exposed this so many details about Epstein in the Tucker Carlson interview. I'm going to post it again, and could you grab it, Songbird, and put it over on the comment section so everybody can find it, because it's kind of hard sometimes to see it in the chat. All right. Okay. I just am really thankful for, you know, those little cue clues that President Trump brings out. And it's, you know, there's plausible deniability that, you know, but for us, you know, we've never, you know, known about Larry Summers except for on this post. And so right there, all these names, likely these are the names that Ghislaine exposed. But I just want to remind you that the Patriots have it all. Now, it's not maybe in the FBI files, but Patriots have it all. The White Hats have all this information. And so we're watching a movie played out, because I don't, you know, it's not about Ghislaine giving them that information. They already had that. But it's to expose it to the world, for the world to see, Ghislaine gave them this information, so that they know who was at Epstein Island, so that, you know, the people who are clamoring for this Epstein Island information are seeing that she's giving this information to the government, okay, for a prosecution. So that's a big deal, and it's likely this name, this list right here. Oh, here's Katy Perry, whose name was Catherine Elizabeth Hudson. All right, so yeah, really, really great information. And like I said, it is post 4577 if you want to go and look at it. But yeah, here are pictures of, you know, them at the island. Yeah, this is how it worked. And then it was, you know, for them to go and have their jollies, and then to have them blackmailed after it and controlled. And in one sense, many of them didn't even care, as long as they could be part of this team, this group, all right? So they all work together and to do the evil against humanity. All right, now, this is horrible. Did you guys see the fire aid? Not one penny went to the people who lost their homes in Los Angeles. The whole thing, they just got away with all this money. And President Trump's doing an investigation. Did you hear about that too? Check this out. Madness. That's why no one can give any money to these types of groups. I gave y'all a link when there was a terrible tragedy in North Carolina. This was somebody is a patriot. I know this person. I know they have a skid steer and they were going to homes to put in driveways. And I know this person. I literally know this person. And I'm, you know, putting my hand on the Bible that this money is not going in someone's pockets. I mean, she sent us pictures of where she was going to the grocery store and getting, you know, towels and, you know, all these things for these people. So with the money that we had collected, that's the only way I'm going to give anybody any money. I'm not giving it to this group, because it all ends up in the Democrats' coffers and to be used against the people. It's awful. Check it out.
I got a couple of questions for you. One is about Fire Aid. That's the benefit concert they had at Pacific Palisades.
That's horrible.
Raised $100 million, but some reports indicate that the majority of that money has never made it to the act.
All of it. It's horrible. I saw it last night.
and I referred it to the Attorney General, and I think they're going to look at it, and I think they're going to act very strongly. I think it's very swift. $100 million, more than $100 million, and nobody, they just walked away with the money, it would seem, right?
Yeah.
So that was a horrible.
Horrible. Horrible. These people, it's just awful. And then they're using, now they changed the rules, and they're building apartments on these people's property. Basically, they just took it by eminent domain. It's evil beyond words, what they have done, what they did to the people. I mean, it's basically Gaza. They're like, we want this land. We're going to take this land. And what are you going to do? There's nothing you can do about it. All right. So then the next thing. Okay, here. Finally got to the Bukele. Can you believe I finally got to the Bukele? I told you I was going to tell you about Bukele. Okay, so I'm going to play you this one first. Okay, so he's talking about how these people are in El Salvador. It was the most crime-ridden country in the entire world. And so they were like, how, what do we do? They're the poorest country in the world. What do we do to stop this evil in our country? And so you're going to love his answer. Check this out.
You have 70,000 objectives, which were the 70,000 gang members. But they have 6 million possible targets. So it was almost an impossible task.
It's a guerrilla war, really.
Yes, but it was an impossible task because you have to go after them. They were intertwined with the population. They were everywhere, and they were killing randomly. So how do you stop them? So we really were trying to figure out what to do, I basically said, well, we're looking at into an impossible mission here. So we pray.
You prayed in the meeting?
Yes, of course, several times. Yeah.
What did you pray for?
To wisdom, to win the war, to have. I thought at the time that we would have civilian casualties. So we said, we prayed that the civilian casualties would be as low as possible. And we didn't have any civilian casualties.
And was everyone in the meeting comfortable with that?
Yes. My security cabinet are believers. They all believe in God. We're a secular country, of course, but we all believe in God. So yeah.
MS-13 is one of the major gangs.
I love that. In another clip, he was talking about that, you know, there. I have one more clip, it might be on that one, but he was saying that there was no way, you know, he said there was two things. I'll tell you the government answer about how we rid our country of all this crime, and then I'll tell you what really happened. And he said basically here that the real answer is that they prayed and that the Lord answered their prayers. How about that? And that goes back to what I was telling you before about the story of Jehoshaphat, because they sang praise and they prayed, and the Lord delivered. There was no way they could defeat their enemies. There was no way. There was no way. I mean, literally, like this cabal, they are everywhere, and they've got control of the money. They control all this. It's really impossible, just like what he is saying. But nothing is impossible with God, right? And so that's what we pray. And their kingdom falls. That's why they stop women and men from praying at abortion clinics, because they know how powerful prayer is. And that's why we pray every time we get together. And it's believing prayer. It's not this prayer of that we don't trust the Lord. Oh, no, we trust the Lord and we believe He is able. And we know that He's going to do this because He's promised us in His Word. Those prayers are powerful. They're effective, right? And so I just love that. I just love it to pieces. And I knew you guys would love it too. So I want you to see the other one he's talking about. This is awful. He's telling what this MS-13 gang member admitted, and he was part of it. And he killed more people he didn't even remember, but they asked him to offer a baby to the beast. Check this out.
I'm not a member of the gang anymore. And when they asked him why, I remember one. I remember the news outlet that made it this, but it's a very well-known news outlet that made this interview with a gang member in person. We allowed them to go into prisons and do the interviews. And the guy that they asked him, how many people have you killed? And he said, I don't remember. He didn't remember how many, probably 10, 20. He didn't remember. And then they ask him, "And what is your position in the gang?" He explained how he went up in positions, but I left the gang. I said, "Why did you leave the gang?" And he said, "Well, because I was used to kill people. But I killed for territory. I killed to collect." Money, I killed for extortion. But I came to to this house, and they were about to kill a baby. And he, the killer that had killed tens of people, said, "Oh, wait, what are we doing? Why are we going to kill that baby?" And they told him, "Because the beast asked for a baby. So we have to give him a baby." So he said that he couldn't resist that. So he left the gang. He's in prison because, he's a killer. But he left the gang because he couldn't tolerate what he was seeing.
So human sacrifice was a part.
Well, in the United States a couple of days ago, I don't remember exactly, I saw the news that they were going to kill a young girl, or they killed a young girl, I don't exactly remember, because it was a satanic ritual. It happened in the U.S. a couple of weeks ago.
I just thought that was very telling, because this is exactly what we're talking about, and people think, that didn't happen. There, people don't do that because most people just cannot imagine that level of evil. Of course, we know about the abortions, but we recoil. We just can't even imagine that someone would literally do that. And he's saying that even the MS-13 gang members was like, "I'm not doing that." Even he was like, nope. And this is how they've run the world. This is what the beast requires. They worship Satan, and that's what Satan requires. And to be honest, they don't really care if it's in some kind of a ritual or if it's through something horrible like these vaccines that have damaged so many lives. RFK was talking about how so many kids have autism, and they feel like that is part of their spiritual service to Satan. That's how it works. And so I really appreciate Bukele being on Tucker and telling that truth. All right, so this is one other quick thing I was going to show you, that President Trump was saying that this is, who is it? I can't remember his name right. Dinesh D'Souza. He was saying that President Trump, basically we would do whatever he asked. We do trust President Trump. And, whatever he asks us to do, pretty much, that is true, we will do it, because we trust that he's not going to lead us to do something wrong. And even though we were encouraged to come up on January 6th, I do, if it had to do over again, I'd do it again. Not because, I wasn't an insurrectionist, but because it is my duty and it is my right to go and protest a fraudulent election. And I have the ability to do that and go and make my voice heard and to protest. We protested this fraudulent election, and the whole world saw us, that we said, nope, this was a fraudulent election, and we are not going to stand by and not say anything. Now, the same thing happened with the people of Brazil, and they were not able to stop Lula from going in. But, thankfully, now, even though Biden went in, we now have President Trump back. All right? And hopefully soon, Bolsonaro will be back. But anyway, that's another story. But I want you to hear what President Trump said.
Republican, you are massive entrepreneurial success and a builder. You built the New York skyline. You're also a cultural icon. They fear that even though they know you're not Caesar, you do have that kind of dimension. You have that kind of power. You didn't do an insurrection, but guess what? Had you called for one, there would have been one. Mm-hmm. And there would be one if you called for one now. They know that kind of power. They're scared of it.
Yep. President Trump is, we trust him. We trust him that he is working, he's really truly working for the good of the people. And, I'm not going to do anything illegal, but, if he said for us to come march in the streets in Washington, D.C., that's exactly what we would do. We would, whatever we have to do to just get our country back, we trust him. And that's what they're scared of, because they realize we have this level of trust in him that we've never had in anyone else, because the man's taken a bullet. We trusted him before that. All right, so I want you to see that. Oh, did you guys see this? The European Union announced it will be withholding financial aid to Ukraine. citing concerns over corruption and governance failures. Did you guys hear about that? I got some kind of hair in my yeah. Can you believe that? I'm shocked. I'm not shocked often, but the European Union is no longer going to be sending money to Ukraine. I really, I'm dumbfounded that they're finally stopping sending the payments. I'm pleasantly surprised that did you guys hear about that? I shared that over on social media. If you guys aren't following my social media, make sure that you do join our social media. It's all right here. Join me over on X, Melissa Redpill. Follow us on the Telegram. Follow us on, we've got Getter and True Social. Those are the main ones that we are posting every day. We're really not doing the Gab and the Instagram and the Cloud Hub and the Snapchat. I have been doing TikTok. I've been getting kind of in trouble from some of the stuff I've been putting on TikTok, but hopefully I can keep that from getting in trouble. But bottom line, you can see us on Melissa Redpill X, and don't forget to comment and share and all that and like and all that. Before we go, I want to remind you, today I think is the last day of the $49.98 for the Giza Dream Sheets, as well as the Percale Sheets. They also have the slippers on $39.98. I appreciate everything Mike Lindell has done. Let's all do whatever we can to support him. I'll put the link in the comments section so we can all support him. Today is the last day. That's a really great price for any size. Now, some of the colors are gone, but you go over it. I think, to be honest, I think that he's basically like liquidating all these products. And we already know he's $10 million in debt. So I don't know what the future holds. I just hope that he's going to get every penny back that he has spent to try to save our country. I just applaud him for everything he's done. They have the kitchen towels, $9.99. They have the pillows for $19.98. He's just basically trying to keep everything going until we get... I have a feeling. I don't know this. He hasn't told me this. I just have a feeling that President Trump has said for him to just to hang on, and that everything's going to get better here shortly. I sure hope that August 1 we get these tariffs and some of this money starts coming back to us and to people like Mike Lindell. And don't forget to go to the health page. If you haven't checked that out, definitely check it out, melissaredpill.com. Go to the health page right here, the health links, and you can learn more about silver, about methylene blue. I'm taking this every day. Silver is a natural antibiotic, so it doesn't hurt your good flora. The methylene blue is helps to stave off mental illness, so Alzheimer's, dementia, that type of thing, because it helps your nerves to work properly, and as well as CBD. CBD does also. CBD is amazing to coat your nerves. The CD, I do that every day with my mouthwash and my the toothpaste. I mean, I love that. I'm so glad I found that I could do sodium chloride in my toothpaste and my mouthwash and wound care and the nasal spray. My husband stopped blowing his four barrel horn because of the spray, the snoot spray. It's amazing. Definitely check into this. It's amazing. I love knowing that these products are good, wholesome products. And also, I do the detox every day. Definitely. Don't forget to do your detox every day. It can go into the nanocellular and remove all these toxins from the cellular level, even heavy metals. Even the 2021 effects. Anyway, check out all these things I have. I have videos over there to explain it, and tons of books on silver and how you can use, like 30 different ways you can use silver to help you to have good health. I think that's it. All right, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that we see in your word the promises that you have made for us, that you are going to, you're shaking the kingdoms. All the horses and riders and chariots will be thrown down, and that we will have all the silver looted and all the gold plundered back to your people. Thank you that you've given us your heart to understand this and your eyes to understand and see what's going on and to fight. And I thank you that you've helped us to understand end times. You've helped us to see through what was, how we were misled on all that, and as well as what the minor prophets were telling us. There are so many wonderful, great, and precious promises that you have given to us, that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. Thank you, Lord, that you've promised these things to us, and you are making it happen before our very eyes. Thank you that each one of the people on our the battalion, they work so hard. I pray you'd continue to bless them and strengthen them and encourage them, help them to to push back on people who say that we don't have to work justice if something is, you know, far in the past. Help them to give them the words to speak so that everyone understands how critical it is that we have justice so that the evildoers don't take over like they did in El Salvador. Give us the courage to stand and pray and to fight just like the people in Jehoshaphat did. And they won this amazing victory that's impossible for humanly speaking, but it's not impossible for you. We praise you and we thank you and we love you and we're so thankful that you bought all this. Our Lord Jesus, you bought all this for us with your own precious blood on the cross. You bought it so that we would have heaven forever and that you would be that you could buy us back, redeem us from the grip of the enemy. Thank you, Lord, that you have bought us back and translated from the kingdom of darkness into your kingdom. Your kingdom come, your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. We cannot wait. We cannot wait. We thank you for the golden age that's coming. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. Oh, I had so much fun. I had so much fun with you guys. I love you so much. I'm so glad that we're together. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you and how we are just having such a great time here on the Freedom Force Battalion. I got to go. I got to go. It's time to jet. And I will see you. Don't forget, I'll see you Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Central, for more of the latest. And don't forget to do your homework. And I'll see you, put it on your calendar, Saturday mornings at 10:30 Central. If you didn't see them, go over on this same channel, Rumble, and you can see the ones and catch up. They are also on melissaredpill.com. All right, guys, I love you. That's it. And I'll talk to you later.